You are now tuned in to Let's Talk Ferrella, and this is a new segment I like to call Cypher Something. I have some guest stars with me that I'm going to introduce you after this amazing beat. Shouts out to Bob. Blah! Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? You are now tuned in to Let's Talk Ferrella. This is season two, and I'm back with a guest star that everyone has been asking about. You guys got so much game from this guy the first episode. DMs were going crazy. He was getting reached out to. The crypto king himself, Mr. Give Game Got Game. Dr. Shabs is back, y'all. Go ahead. I'm going to let him have the floor. So go ahead, man.
And what's going on, everybody? It's good to be back. It's good to be able to get a chance to follow up on our last conversation. And, you know, I just want to let everybody know, you know, look around. The world is changing. Things are growing at an exponential rate. Things are changing. And you got to ask yourself, am I going to sink or am I going to swim? Because that's what it's all about. We need to get together as a community, as a society, and we need to think about creative ways to solve the problems. We need to think about really intelligent steps we could take in our lives, not only in our personal life, but with our community, and actually really create a symbiotic relationship with those around us so that we can achieve. And I found that cryptocurrency was originally made with some of these intentions in mind. Bitcoin first came around 2008 as a response to the financial system totally leaving the little guy out to feel the real brunt of the pain of that economic disaster. So Bitcoin comes around and says, can we establish a different type of money? You understand what I'm saying? Can we establish a different type of money? And from that came this innovation of blockchains. And blockchains have created a totally different way to look at assets. Now anything that you see, touch, or feel can be identified and given a certificate of authenticity, right? Like if I got a phone, or if I got this, I got that, you could tell what company it comes from, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I have a picture that I designed online, there was an infinite number of those. If I sent an email, it's a copy. It's not the original thing. Blockchain has made it to where we can have digital originals. We can have ownership over assets. And then we could get really creative with those assets. So the ideas of the future are that, you know, we're actually now entering an economy where participation equals compensation. It's no longer needed that the business relationships with one another are predatory, because instead of paying you a wage that's less than what you deserve, the challenge is earn a salary that you deserve, you know? Man, we might have to run that back, I think, you know what I mean?
What?
That last little minute right there.
Nah, you can keep it going. You was giving game. It's all good.
Yeah, so let me ask you, man, you know, in your opinion, when you look around in the market, you know, do you feel like people are really starting to understand this stuff? Do you feel like people are trying to get involved, or do you still feel like it's an intangible thing for a lot of people?
You talking about the stock market, or are you talking about the crypto market?
Crypto market in general, just investing, you know, I think sometimes it seems like people feel like, well, you know, that's not for me.
Honestly, I did used to feel that way before the pandemic,
right?
Before people had to actually stay in the house and like reevaluate themselves. But it's like nowadays, it seems like a lot of people is on the game of, I want to be entrepreneurial. Yeah. I want to have something on my own. I cannot have the government take from me. So you got people as young, dude, you got teenagers with Robinhood on their phone.
Yeah.
I love that.
it's a beautiful thing to see everybody participating, right? Technology has enabled that, you know, technology has enabled that. So, and that's, I think that's something I really want to talk about today, is how technology is changing the game. Like, if you look everywhere, right, what part of our lives has technology not touched? It's affected the way that food is produced for humankind. Technology has adapted the type of cars that we drive. Now cars are going to be pretty soon able to drive themselves. That's technology, right? It used to be horses, right? Now you look at we turn fire into electricity, you know, caves into homes. So it was only a matter of time before the technological innovations came for money. Because money is one of the oldest technologies that's been so absolutely stagnant. It's been the same type of money systems for hundreds of years, centuries. It's been centralized bankers taking advantage of the populace. Because if you control the money supply, if you control the tap from which innovation is allowed to sip on, right, you control the world. And that's been the system. But unfortunately, it's not working for the people around the world. Yeah. So you see people's currency collapsing. You know, different countries around the world that, you know, in Afghanistan, they'll take a wheelbarrow of their money to go buy some bread. The money has completely lost its value, right? In America, America is the one that created that system. And when their currency fails, they come and they use the U.S. dollar. But the U.S. dollar is inflating away year after year, okay? There's a wonderful book out there. If we got some readers listening in, you know, you're going to want to check out The Price of Tomorrow by Jeff Booth. It's a wonderful book. It's a really interesting book.
Okay.
And it says that we live in two systems that are in tandem with one another, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have the traditional capitalist way of thinking about things. And it's not something that we consciously know, but every time we have an item, let's say it's a product, real estate or anything, right? We say, well, the value of this is going to go up over time, right? That is business. That's how business works, right? So we say that everything is going to go up over time. So if you had an ounce of gold back in the day that you bought for $100, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then, like, now you fast forward to 2020, 2022, where you got that same ounce of gold. It hasn't grown, right? It hasn't expanded. But that same ounce of gold is now worth $2,000. What's going on here? If you really look at it, the money and the buying power of that money has eroded away completely. And the reason why that is because they have to do that to make it seem like things are growing.
Yeah.
But actually, we're falling in proportion to that thing. A gallon of gas is still a gallon of gas. Whether you paid $1 for it or $5 for it, it's the same volume, right? Why is the price going up on things like that? It's because your dollar can buy less of it, right? Now, let's flip the script, right?
Okay.
Ooh, like, let's flip the script now, right? Now, if you had Bitcoin back in the day, right, you might have had to have 20 Bitcoin to buy one slice of pizza.
Yeah.
Right? Now, one Bitcoin could cop you a whole entire car. You know what I mean? So as the soft asset has been whittling away due to inflation, the hard asset, volatility aside, has been growing steadily because there could never be more of it. There could never be less of it. Its number is its number. Like, when we had a gold standard, that's how it worked. And you know what? Geopolitical issues in that time, when we had a gold standard, there was a higher standard of living for the typical American because they had the power of their money. Now, right, if they want something, We just gonna print it. You get 2,500, we go get 30 racks over there, 30 racks over there. And then all of a sudden people don't realize, damn, my gas is $5 a gallon.
People don't realize you gotta pay that money back. There's too much money out there, so now the value has gone down.
They're like, damn, you know what? That $6,000 whip costs 12 racks now.
Yes, sir.
Is the car any better?
No.
If anything, shit, it's a year older. You know what I mean?
And your money is worth less.
Your money is worth less. So now is a time that we got to ask ourselves, hey, you know, I'm a big advocate for crypto, but I'm an advocate for investing into hard assets in general. You know, you need to have a portion of your wealth locked into something that's real, you know, because money is not real. And if you're just getting by, you know, then you get to get a little chip of the pie and ask yourself, what if this hits? You know, if you just put away a little bit towards your future every time you get paid, every time you eat, don't look at it for like 10 years. You might be pleasantly surprised at the end of that.
Yeah.
You might be able to afford a new place. You might be able to say, hey, I think I will take that vacation. Or, hey, I think I will start that business. But we have to invest into our freedom. We have to invest into our future. So one of the most exciting things going on in the space right now, man, that I think is going to be a net positive is you're really starting to see the expansion of the metaverse space and the NFT game is going crazy, you know?
Okay, let's talk about that.
And, you know, people are buying these NFTs, man. And they're coming out at $200-$300, you know, and this NFT has a nice community around it. All of a sudden, man, that thing will skyrocket to $4,000-$5,000, you know. Blink twice, we're talking about $40,000-$50,000. Like, the NFT space was granted some of the most exponential returns for people. It's been amazing, but at the same time, it's also been the cause of a lot of people losing money too, because it's like a Wild West thing. Like, it could be anything that your imagination wants to be. Last time we were here, we were talking about how you could turn physical items into NFTs.
Uh-huh.
You could create vehicles and properties, titles on the NFTs, and that would be a category of that. You could do revenue sharing. It's only limited by your imagination. So if anybody out there is an artist, a creative individual, somebody who likes to think outside of the box, there's never been a better time in history to be that kind of individual. The opportunities that crypto, the metaverse, and Web3 is creating for a lot of people is life-changing. And what it is you can, instead of trying to go and chase crypto and buy it or chase a salary and, you know, exchange your time that way, you could create value. You could create value and then have an entire different passive stream of income coming in. And if you are an influencer right now, you could print money out of thin air, right? If you are somebody who has even a moderate following, you know, you could really create something powerful around these ideas. So I really am hopeful and excited for the future. We're seeing some really exciting innovations. And I think that as time goes on, we're going to find that these things was the beginning. It was the beginning of a whole different world. Crypto's a wild ride, man. You know, like, you'll get on there, you'll make all this money, and then maybe 6 months later, you'll see a lot of that shrink. And it has this volatility to it. And what it does, man, you know, it shakes you out. It'll shake and fake you out. Like, the stocks do the same thing. They'll shake and fake you out. You know what I mean? But you got to ask yourself, man, if anybody out there has invested in something and it's down, you got to ask yourself, well, are they still producing the product? Are they still having activities? Is it still hypey over there? Because it is, then it's just a rough patch, and you should actually go out, you know, on red days, cop a little more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know, this is why it's really important. Don't quit your day job. You know what I mean? You wanna get paper in coming in from as many different places as possible, but then you don't want to sit on it. You want that because the money that they pay you, right, is the time value for your energy. You went and put out 8 to 12 hours of your energy out, and you got this value transferred into basically dollar bills, right?
Yeah.
So then you got to ask yourself, is like, what am I going to do with that energy? Do you know what I mean? Am I going to waste that energy, or am I going to put it to positive? Just like when we were young, right, and we had all the potential in the world, is that, what are you going to do with that energy? Which way is it going to go? You got to look at your money the same way and say, hey, you know, can I buy that property? Can I get some gold? Can I get some Bitcoin? Can I stack away for my future? Can I? And these opportunities haven't been there before. It used to be that, you know, if you wanted to be on the stock market, you know, you had to be somebody. You had to have some serious bread because there's brokers, there's broker fees. You know, you had to look and talk a certain way just to get into the front door. And now in the palm of your hand, you can totally connect with the international economy, with the international currencies that are being developed, you know, and it's amazing. You know, countries are hopping on the standard, and so are big Fortune 500 companies. And, you know, what do they know that we don't know, right? Like, these guys are buying hundreds of millions of dollars of this stuff, and they're taking losses on it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, they're buying hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, at a certain price, and then it drops in half, and they go and drop another $100 million on it. What did they know that we don't know? You know, these are not stupid individuals, man. These you know what I mean? These people are learned. You know what I mean? They've been in this game for a while, and they say, hey, let me go ahead and drop another $10 million on that. You know? Whether it be Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, because this is the future. They're paving it out. This is the new internet. You got to go get your slice, you know? What you want to do is in a responsible way, you know, that fits for your individual circumstances, you know? So, we're in a situation where, you know, the creatives are going to win. If you're an artist right now, you can hop online. You could offer your services to the entire world. If you're a business person right now, you have access to various different revenue streams. I know a barber, man. You know, I know a barber. He accepts all his income in Bitcoin. And he don't even spend it like that. He's just stacking on it. You know what I mean?
That's smart.
Yeah. And it's so creative because it's peer-to-peer. You can do what you want. You know, you can do what you want. And the government could play hardball with us. The government could come and say, oh, well, that's not allowed, this and that. Thing is, right, China tried to ban Bitcoin. It worked. The Chinese have Bitcoin.
Yeah.
You know, and so does everybody else. Like, you can try to cut the head off, it's going to grow somewhere else. Like, it's I think it's an inevitability, you know, that these things are going to happen, you know. But you got to be wise about your investments, you know. They're creating these 3D worlds, man, where, what's their name? Travis Scott, Ariana Grande,
You talking about like
Justin Bieber? Uh-huh. These guys had concerts in the metaverse.
Oh yeah, they Travis. I ain't gonna lie. Travis Scott had a concert on Fortnite.
Fortnite, yeah.
And I had logged on when that shit happened.
Damn.
It was kind of insane.
So did you have to pay for that concert?
No.
Okay, so he threw a live.
You just had to log on at 8 o'clock.
You know, you guys gotta think about like these are the top of the line artists, man. They're doing live concerts in the metaverse, you know. And I'm just gonna look up real quick, man. I bet you, you know, he done made a lot of money, you know, off that online concert.
Not only did he do that, but he released his own skins also in the video game as well.
Merching out to a whole different category of people.
You look at how much he made.
I'm trying to, but they telling me about Astro World and shit.
About all those kids.
Yeah, man.
Nobody died in the metaverse.
No one dies in the metaverse.
We need more metaverse concerts.
Yeah, we need more metaverse concerts. You know, I mean, it's not a funny situation, but you know.
Like, why are you laughing?
Because that's true, man. No one dies in the metaverse, man. You know, it's
like, especially with VR and everything going on in the world, it's gonna be a time where we can have full blown concerts from home and feel them and everything. Like, that's,
I mean, the thing is, man, is like they just did a full blown concert, like right there.
Yeah.
Travis Scott did a full concert, man. Ariana Grande did the same thing, and then so did Justin Bieber. So I'm seeing right here, according to so they actually reported it themselves. They said they made $20 million going God on a damn digital concert, you know? That's comparable. $20 million is comparable to some shit an artist does like that on a real tour.
On a fucking 9-month tour.
And here's the thing. they're actually reaching more people by going to these online platforms. Because these online platforms, you know, you, what's the maximum people you can put in a concert hall? Like, even if you got the, like, the dopest fucking stadium, you know, it ain't competing with no online website numbers where millions of people are tapping in. And then what are they doing? They're buying shirts that cost no money to produce. They're buying these skins and stuff like that, which, you know, I shouldn't say it doesn't cost no money to produce, but, you know, even a real world shirt in a, that you get from a sweatshop in China, you still gotta pay them 50 cents an hour. Well, you have these digital copies of these shirts and they're just printing revenue. Oh, you know what's another really example? A good example is, dude from Canada, he just had a concert over here. He's a big time artist.
Tory Lanez.
Mm-hmm. Tory Lanez.
Wow, came I got
out
that
with
right.
These, yeah. Okay. Tory Lanez came out with these NFTs. I think they were like
his album.
Yeah. It was. There was some tracks. You know.
He sold them for $1. Now they're worth $40,000 each.
Come on, man. Totally. Bro, that's a totally different revenue. You know how such a middle finger that is to the traditional music industry that always plays their artists and gives them pennies on the dollars that they're making?
Bro.
He went out, Drake. He said, I'm going to give it to you for a dollar because that's how much I get anyways.
A lot of artists are going independent after that. Bro, why do you think Soulja Boy is still relevant? Because he's popping in the NFT world.
Yeah, man.
And what? Snoop Dogg's
heavy in the game.
Bro, I seen he has his real estate next to Snoop Dogg's house sold for $20 million in the metaverse. A house in the metaverse sold for $20 million.
These are the opportunities that are out there, man. This is the opportunity of really of a lifetime, you know? And the thing is like, when you participate in this space, man, you got to be ready for the ups and downs of it, man. But you see which way the momentum's going, right? Because even when that, like, you know, like, even when the price of, like, some particular metaverse, like, their coin might go down, that doesn't change the fact that all of these people are on there developing content, contributing to these platforms. It's amazing. It's amazing. You know what I mean? You have digital real estate agents now.
Facts. I've seen that.
You know what I mean? People are brokering land in the metaverse. This isn't really land that you could physically visit in the real world, but it has that value. People are treating it that way.
That's insane.
And in some respects, right, it actually makes sense, man, because I'm going to just throw a little bit, like, an idea out, you know? I'm going to throw a little idea out, right? Wouldn't you say that today people care more about how they look on Instagram, you know, Snap, how they care more about how they look there than how they look second right after they take that picture. They 1,000%. Look all happy and smiling while they take the picture. The second they're off the camera, they might be some of the meanest, nastiest people you know.
1,000%. 1,000%.
You know what I mean?
Motherfuckers be happy online, hate each other. It's like the media is just an illusion, bro.
The social media. Everybody's on it. Everybody on it. Everybody's online appearance, everybody's online persona, everybody's Yelp review, everybody's this and that is more important than who they are in the physical world. It's already like that for, like, millennials and newer people. Like, we put this image out, right? So it's only natural then that there would be a online space that, oh man, there would be an online space that everybody gets to participate.
Mm-hmm.
And it could potentially be more important to them there than a piece of real estate in the real world.
That's crazy,
right? Because a piece of real estate in the real world, man. Like if I'm from New York, right, and I live in New York, right, a piece of land in San Francisco really doesn't mean that much to me. I would have to fly over there all the time, this and that, you know what I mean? That's just as an example. Actually, a piece of land in San Francisco would be really valuable to me, you know? But definitely, you know, a random lot in South Dakota doesn't mean anything to me, you know? Because I would have to go there to actually interact with it, right? But a piece of land in the metaverse would be a shared space that anybody in the world could visit me. If they got a phone, if they got a laptop, they could come interact with me. If I have a brand, if I have a product, if I have a series of content, they could come to my metaverse address It reminds me of like old school websites, right? Like you could come to my website that's just happened to be hosted on this domain, right?
Yeah.
And you could buy my products. Now it's like 3D. So you can enter these metaverse worlds. Like, for example, if you're a sneakerhead, you could create a digital storefront. You know, it's kind of like drop shipping, right? And they see the different shoes you have on for offer in this new, it's like it would be a fresh experience. Basically, you can put some VR headsets on. You can walk into this digital front top and you can be like, man, I like those kicks right there, you know? And you can even see what they look like by looking down. You'd be like, you know, you'd be able to see
it. I have seen that. That's fucking sick.
Yeah, and and then once you buy it, man, you know, they reach out to you, you know, on the back end. They'll send that article to close of you, you know. And this is what is being facilitated by the new world. It's new possibilities. It's new things for, you know, that are out there to excite people in that's, you know, that's an opportunity of the lifetime. And then also, man, you know what I think is really cool? The NFT space has the potential of being disconnected from everything else that's going on. So while everything else got this ebb and flow up and down, the NFT land, the metaverse play, you know, it could really hold its own. It could be something that's independent, because art has always been independent from what's going on with the rest of society, you know? So in investing, you want to try to find those things that, like, well, if I'm invested heavily in technology, well, what's my backup plan? If that doesn't work out, what's somewhere else I could go? So and that's what they call diversification, you know? If you're smart about it, it'll protect you through you know, tough times. So, we got a lot of exciting things. I think we got a lot of exciting things in the future. Us ourselves, man, you know, what we've been working on, man, and I appreciate you, you know, putting us on here, man.
Of course, yeah. Of course.
We want to create a community of people that could come out and reach towards us and say, hey, man, show us the way, man, you know. So we're going to be creating a series of educational products and also community-based things that are going to allow for people to participate, learn the game in a way that you don't got to worry about nobody trying to take advantage of you. We're going to have a safe place for you to learn about what to do with your money, where to put it, and how to grow it, especially with the focus on crypto, you know, and we'll show you guys how to interact with Web3. So that's coming soon. And
So people won't, because that part sounded kind of vague. So all this relates to some game that you got coming up in the new future related to giving back to the people. Is that correct?
Yeah. So what we're gonna come out with a series of different products, you know, and they're gonna be multidimensional. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna have a destination that people could come to.
Okay.
And just ask their questions. Ask your question. Ask
like a Discord. Okay.
Like a server, you know. And then what else we're gonna do is we're gonna be entering into the metaverse. We're gonna create our own community in the metaverse, and we're gonna have a really creative way for people to get involved with that, you know. And we don't want to reveal too much early on, you know, but we want to get people excited. We want to let people know that there is opportunity on the horizon. And just remember this, you know, sometimes wishes come true. You know, sometimes wishes come true. Did you have any questions, Matt? I could elaborate if you want me to. You know.
Nah, man. Shit. Hashtag sometimes wishes come true. Sometimes wishes come true. But honestly. Nah, man. Shit. A lot of the game you gave, I understand it completely. You're a really great educator. I just really wanted you to just drop gems for the people, because when Dr. Shabs is here, people know they getting some real game, and you gave a lot of game.
Yeah, man. You know, I just want to see people eating. I want to see people winning. You know, when I look around and I see individuals going hard, people that I grew up with, man, that inspires me. You know, and you know, we want to have a pathway for people to gain financial freedom, to actually do the things that they want to do. And, you know, that's really as simple as that, you know. And along the way, we're going to have a lot of fun, you know.
Hell yeah, so, sometimes you just got to rub that lamp.
Because sometimes wishes come true, man. You know, sometimes wishes come true.
They do.
So until next time, you know, it's been real. You know, appreciate you having us on.
Hell yeah.
We're gonna drop the link soon, man, for a destination for people to come and check out. You know,
anything you wanna tell people? Where can they find you?
Yeah, man.
Any contact? Let them know.
Yeah, you can find me on Insta right now. You know, Dr. Shabs, and you know, take a look at my IG, man. Pretty soon, man, we're gonna have some contact.
Dr. Shabs, how's it spelled? How are we supposed to find you on IG, Dr. Shabs? We need to know how to spell it. This is definitely somebody that y'all need to get in contact with. Have him just on your social media. So go ahead, let him know.
Yeah, it's Dr. Shabs, DrShabz on IG. You know, reach out to me, man, if you have any questions, you know. And we want to educate people, you know. We got a lot of things on the horizon that we want to do. We're going to come out with a project, man, that is going to be just so exciting. We're so excited to share with you.
Yes.
You know, that it's going to, I think, not only is it going to be something that people really enjoy participating in, man, but it could potentially make some wishes come true. You know, I'm just going to leave it at that. And we're going to catch you guys next time. That's dr.shabz. You know what I mean? Catch me over there. Reach out. Tell me how you guys liked the interview. And signing off then, I guess, man.
And we signing off with that. Dreams, wishes do come true. Again, his IG is dr.shabz. That's Dr. Shabs. All your crypto questions and more information on why wishes come true, go follow that man, okay? Dr. Shabs for the second part. There will be a third part. Please be in contact. We appreciate y'all. And that's how it goes. Hope you guys enjoyed Cypher Something. I have plenty of content on the way. Check out Forella Galleria on Instagram. This is a new segment I'm adding to Let's Talk Forella, but I just wanted to give insight and feedback and perspective on certain topics and point of views from everybody's life. I hope you guys enjoy the beat because we worked really hard on it. Shouts out to Little Uzi Squirt.